gap of sky. The Earth is only a tiny dot in the infinity of space. We actually do not know anything about time and extent. Does science know for a fact how life originates? Nope, not really. We have got ideas, but in fact we do not know anything. We are just living our own lives in the moment, and that is probably the best thing to do. The Earth's population has just reached 7 billion. Every single human being has got their own life to live. Their own thoughts, speculations, problems and joys. We are all, to some degree, declining our own state of mind. But if we have got problems, it is our own job to solve them. For 1 hour and 11 minutes, we are following a young woman in London who struggles with her tribulations and inner demons in Anna Hope's short story, A Gap of Sky. The story takes place in today's London, where the 19-year-old young woman Ellie wakes up at 16:29, seized with panic on a Monday after a party the night before. When you read, you quickly become in a murky mood because the narrator starts the short story in media res with the sentence, "It's dark, but the wrong dark. Something is wrong with the dark." This affects us through the short story in the way of making us wonder about life, destiny, and how fast a life can change track, even due to minor events. Ellie attends University College London, so apparently she is not stupid, but she has been sidelined because of personal problems, which include drug abuse. When she wakes up, she cannot remember anything from the night before, other than they did a hallucinating drug called K, and that she came home at 8 o'clock in the morning. Did they do some K? They must have done. The problems with the drugs give her trouble at school. She has an essay on Virginia Woolf and the oyster of perspectives.